It's approximately 50%, because in the second quarter and the third quarter of 2023, for Canada as a whole and Quebec, growth will be in the neighborhood of 0%. So when your growth is so low, the probability that you're below or higher than 0% is 50%. There is a slowdown in the world economy. It's happening right now. It's Q2, Q3, 2023. We will go through this. Quebec has a lot of comparative advantage. We have a high savings rate, a low debt to disposable income ratio on average, lower than Canada. We will have a tax cut to stimulate the economy. We have a lot of advantages.
That is your finance minister, Éric Girard, talking about his budget, tabled and read yesterday in Quebec City. I'm still getting some leftover comments about the big question today, which was about the tax cut. What does it mean to you? You can still let me know what you think, 514-800. Any tax cut is appreciated. Not sure why people are complaining. Someone else added in, if you don't want your peanuts, because some people are saying, well, this is not a lot of money. If you don't want your peanuts, you can send them to me. And then we have Claire saying, just because someone's earning more money doesn't mean that they don't have less expenses. It seems your listeners have an inflated view of how far earners of 50K and up go in today's society. Someone's making 50 to 100K is not rich. The struggle is real. Yes, maybe we can afford a little more, but we still have mortgages, utilities, school loans, credit card debts, groceries, and gas bills to pay. And I don't hate that we work hard to have a decent salary. We deserve tax breaks too. I think that's a fair point, Claire. Some people, though, can't earn more money because they have a disability or their job just isn't, you know, acknowledged as being worthy of a higher salary, so they can't really do much more other than get a second job or a side hustle. So we've had a lot of people weighing in saying the tax breaks are too high for those in the upper brackets and not enough for the people in the lower brackets. Mary then said, we need better doctors, schools, and teachers. Seniors need more services. And oh boy, our healthcare system is not working. But with $600 tax cut in my pocket, I can forget all about this and have a nice meal. Smoke in our eyes. A twinge of sarcasm there from Mary. Okay, so the big thing for a lot of us is the tax break, but let's take an overall look at the budget that was released yesterday. Joining me on the phone is Emmanuel Faubert, who is an economist with the Montreal Economic Institute. Welcome, Emmanuel.
Thank you for having me.
So it's not just about the tax break. What to you is the overall message from the CAQ government with this budget?
Well, one of the major points is the tax break, but there is one good thing as well is towards the health system. One good thing is related to the change in financing. That is very great because that way you change the way the incentives work, and that incentivize more innovation in order to have health services, primary care available to more people more quickly and more efficiently. So that is a very good part of the budget.
There's also going to be money going towards reducing the wait times for surgeries. Does that fall under the same kind of window?
Yes. So healthcare-wise, there's many different things that are really great. And everything that will allow to reduce wait times, whether it be for surgeries or ER or anything that will make it possible for people to get access to care in a quicker manner. And that being able to get more services with the resources that we currently have, that is very good for the population of Quebec.
Emmanuel Faubert is an economist with the Montreal Economic Institute, and we're asking her about the big picture of the budget, not just the tax break, which is kind of the top line for a lot of folks. What does this budget tell us about where our economy is going as a province?
So what we need to do right now is we need to make sure that eventually we'll get, you know, a balance of budget, mm-hmm. because the debt is going up. And we've been, citizens having, tightening their belts for a while. And the government needs to do the same. And by balancing the budget, eventually, then we'll be able to invest more into the service for Quebecers.
But Emmanuel, that kind of brings us back to the tax break, because the $1.7 billion to give us all a little bit more money back, people who pay income tax, that money is coming from the debt repayment plan, right? It's $1.7 billion, which means we're slowing down our debt repayment. Is that correct?
The thing is, every budget, every time, people keep saying, oh, like, we're just a few billion away from the goals. It's not true, because we've been saying this for decades, and the budgets keep growing. The size of the state in the economy is getting big, and we're not just a few billion away from balance. So since citizens are having difficulties with the inflation, some estimates have shown that it could go up to $3,000 for a family because of inflation and increased interest rates. So these tax cuts are going to be really helpful to just give a breather to the population.
So, excuse me. So we're prioritizing people's personal wallets and, you know, their personal budgets as opposed to the debt repayment plan. Like, you're saying that there's a priority that we should pay down our debt, which is big. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the exact amount for it. But at the same time, you're okay with us not paying it down as quickly in order to give people back more money? So that's an okay exception to make?
The thing is, every spending is going to increase debts. Every spending is going to increase deficits. That's not just a thing. There's many things. For example, there's, all the new hires the government is doing, all the salary increases. There's also other places to cut. But people have been tightening their belts for a long time, and this tax break is really going to help people. So I don't believe that... I believe that this is a right spot to loosen the belt for people.
Okay.
And the government should tighten its own belt somewhere else.
But as an economist, I mean, like, do you look at these numbers? Someone taking home $40,000 is going to get $210 back. A lot of my listeners have been saying it's really not going to make a difference to me. And then some others saying, hey, I'll take what I can get. But do you think this really makes a concrete impact in people's personal budgets and bottom lines?
Well, for families, for example, if there's two adults that make in the, for example, let's take the maximum tax break that they can have, which is $800 at $814. So if there's two adults living together, that's still $1,600. So this is not nothing. This is what? 1 month of rent. It depends on where you live. For example, in Montreal, it can be 1 month of rent, or it can be a few groceries. It can make a difference. They can seem little. But as they say, it's when you save in different places, little amounts that end up being a lot in the end.
Mm-hmm. Emmanuel Faubert, economist with the Montreal Economic Institute. What is something in the budget that you think we're not giving enough attention to, that we're not talking about enough?
I think the fact that the way we change the financing of the hospital system, it hasn't been discussed a lot. Because people are more, exactly as you were saying, focused on the tax break and stuff. But the fact that we are changing the way that the healthcare system is being managed, changing the way we do things, is really going to be able to, the aim is going to be to help people get as many services as they can. And then we'll see if we actually do it or if it's just going to stay on paper.
$5.6 billion in extra spending for health services over the next 5 years. Is that correct? Is that the top number?
That's one of them, yes. And hopefully they do get to that. But hopefully it won't just be more money just flushed down the drain. Hopefully they're going to use that money to make some concrete changes in the method and in the way they run the system so they can have concrete changes. Because in the last 40 years, every time there was a problem, the solution was to throw money at it. So hopefully this time, it's not simply throwing money, but changing the way it's done to make that money work.
Okay. Emmanuel Faubert, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Emmanuel Faubert, economist with the Montreal Economic Institute, saying that the thing that we're overlooking is more spending for healthcare. That is going to be another $5.6 billion over the next 5 years. There's also money for going towards the creation of six new super clinics that will be staffed by, I guess, nurse practitioners. And those are going to be set up over the next couple of years. So it's not all about the tax break, of course.